Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our cavalry's a deep we search to know
a That's a great song.
For that constant in the chaos.
It's called Nexus. The Nexus.
Destiny,
from the Innocent Age album by the late, great Dan Fogelberg. It's the first song on that double album, by the way. You got to get that album. I'm telling you, you'll thank me, man. I've worn out several of them in all the different formats. 17 Tail, I'm Jim Blasting, and we're spinning some platters and having some good times here, talking about small business, all kinds of different ways of doing small business around the world. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And chapter 25 is all about e-commerce, all about doing business overseas, including the e-commerce part of that, and which is what we're talking about with our good friend Doug Barry. Doug is one of our favorite folks around here. He's a longtime 12-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, Deputy Director of Global Knowledge Center at the Global Markets part of the Department of Commerce, the author of the Basic Guide to Exporting, also Exporters, the Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People. Doug, thanks again for being here. Thanks for helping us understand the emergence, the continued emergence, to the point where I think we can almost start talking about the evolution of trade electronically.
Yes, we can. And, you know, I talked about those studies that I was just looking at mm-hmm. in preparation for writing this book on e-commerce, which hopefully will come out. It's some sort of a guide
right.
for small and medium-sized enterprises in cross-border selling globally. Using e-commerce channels.
Right.
And one of the interesting facts that came out of the surveys and the study was the extent to which foreign buyers, and we're talking mainly B to C, business to consumer,
right.
but it's really almost B to X these days because your larger companies who are looking to get new suppliers as part of their supply chain are also using the same methods to find these suppliers as the consumer would,
mm-hmm.
and they go on these large platforms, the ones that we discussed, plus their platforms are popping up everywhere. There's a native platform or group of them in almost every country and region in the world now. Egypt has one, India has four or five that I discovered the other day. Latin America has two or three big ones.
And when you say platforms, spell that out a little bit more for us.
Yes, so the platform is essentially the market, the electronic marketplace, and
mm-hmm.
and this is a company.
It's like a portal with a customer interface.
Exactly.
They match up the people with the credit card with the people with the warehouse.
That's right, and sometimes they have the warehouse that you can use, and the advantage
mm-hmm.
is that the warehouses are close to the markets you want to be in. So
right.
you can actually have an inventory near the customer, and this lowers the cost to the customer and increases your profits because you can send and ship more in
right.
bulk and not just the one at a time, which can be quite costly for everybody.
Now, I want to stick in here that folks, you may remember Frank Lavin was on my show not that long ago talking about doing exactly what Doug just described in China. His business model was exactly what you just described to do in China. So you would be able to bundle up your products. He would ship them to, and he would take it from you here in the United States and ship them to China, put them in his warehouse, and then sell them over his platform, as you say, his customer interface, his website, and do business with the Chinese consumer. That's what
he's
doing, and by the way, Doug and Frank are good friends, old friends.
Yes, he used to be my boss at the Department of Commerce when he was the undersecretary.
Right. Yeah.
So you're right. That is one of the business models that's increasingly available now, and they basically do everything for you. You send the goods to their warehouse in the United States. They ship it across. They take
mm-hmm.
care of all the paperwork. They pay the duties and taxes. They warehouse it in a Chinese warehouse close to the consumer, and then they arrange for the delivery to the, right. The final end user.
Now, folks, let me say this. If you'll type in Frank Lavin in the search engine of my website and select the interview option, it'll show you the three segments the last three segments we talked to Frank about. You can hear more about that, what he did there. One thing that I'm going to predict, Doug, is that over the, you know, everything we're describing works. It is working. It's happening. But it's still clunky. It's still not unclunky in terms of, you know, how easy e-commerce is here in the United States. You know, you push a couple of buttons. The company already has your credit card loaded in there. There's no customers to go through. You click a couple of buttons. You push one last little radio button, and bada bing, bada bam, it's on the way to you. That's not clunky. This is still a little bit clunky. I predict that every year that goes by, this is going to get less clunky. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And you know, in looking at some of these e-commerce sites, what surprised me is the lack of clunk. That they really have a pretty seamless process right now.
Yeah.
And who would have imagined, even just a few years ago, that if you sold a widget, you would be able to have someone pick it up from your widget factory and within a couple of days have it halfway or all across the world to a consumer there, and then sell it for you, take care of all of the paperwork and the regulatory stuff, and then deposit the money, minus their fee, of course,
right,
in your bank account.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just like that.
Yep.
You've done nothing. Of course, you've learned nothing about
So here's the thing. When we come back, Doug, I want to talk about how this could be a disruption to you if you're not ready for it. When we come back, we'll do that with Doug Berry after these messages. Export.gov. Don't forget to check out that website. All the books are right there, export.gov. Stay with us. I'll be right back with Doug Berry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.